One of my closest friends is a man named Pastor Albrecht. He has a church of about 3,500 to 4,000 members in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Back in 1991, he was in prayer, and he was an associate pastor for a very large church in Dallas, Texas. And in prayer, God spoke to him and said, I want you to move to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I want you to start a church for me. So Pastor Al went to a senior pastor. He told him what God had spoken to him in prayer. Senior pastor said, I totally agree. I'm going to launch you, lay hands on you, and send you out. So at the age of 45, he and his wife and their four children went to Fayetteville, North Carolina, started a church in their rented house's living room with 13 people. And today they have 3,500 plus members, and they are seeing anywhere from 20 to 40 people getting saved every week. It is an amazing church. Now, Al is on my board, and so he calls me a lot. Well, about 2 years ago, he called me just all ecstatic, because he's always got these amazing stories that are happening in his church. And he said, John, you are not going to believe what just happened the other day. I got to tell you. So I said, tell me. He said, there's been this man that's been coming to my church for 6 months. And he said, he stands out in the realm of the spirit. He just stands out. He's got kind of white hair. And he said, I noticed that all he's doing for 6 months is crying. Especially when people are getting saved. He said, and I felt that he's not crying tears of joy, he's crying tears of sorrow. He said, but the Holy Spirit kept nudging me, don't speak with him. Don't speak with him. Just leave him alone. He said, after 6 months of watching him cry, the other day, he walked up to one of my associate pastors. And he said to my associate pastor, I have a story I want to tell you. He said, 1981, God spoke to me in prayer and told me to start a church in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, a couple nights later, I went to sleep and I had a very vivid dream of the building that I would build and pastor in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, the dream was so vivid, I went to an architect and I had an artist rendition done of the building in 1981. He said, I started the church, ran into a lot of opposition. He said, so I stopped the church and I went into traveling ministry. He said, I traveled for about 3 years, it fizzled out. And he said, so I went into the business world, and I've been in the business world since. Then he pulls out a drawing, and he unrolls the drawing. He said, this is the architect's rendition that was done in 1981 of the building I saw in my dream. It was the exact building Pastor Al built in 1994. The man stood there with tears, and he said, I was the one that was supposed to build this church. Psalm 139, verse 16. David said, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Did you walk in what was recorded, or did you go your own way?